Today we're going to be speaking with Catherine Respis from the Equestrian Journal. Hi Catherine, how are you?
I'm great, Heike. How are you?
Good, thanks. So let's just start with the basic question that I like to ask everybody. What is your background with horses?
Well, I started riding very early on. I was a persistent toddler. So I got a really good start at a Welsh pony breeding facility when I was 3. That was in the foothills of North Carolina, and we moved quite a few times after that, and every time I moved with my family, I was able to, you know, take a new trainer and learn a new discipline, and I really became passionate about learning about horses very early on, and by the time I was 14, I was teaching and already training professionally at a warm blood importation facility.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm a dressage trainer now. These days I've kind of cut back on the number of horses that I'm riding, but I'm going deeper in my training by studying body work, hoof care, and equine biomechanics.
Very nice. So how does the Equestrian Journal fit into all of that?
Well, I've been journaling for a long time. Even as a kid, I used to, you know, write little notes about, you know, what I did with the ponies that day or how I fell off, or maybe I'd include a drawing of a barn or something like that I was working on. They're pretty cute journal entries from way back then, but I kind of grew up with journaling and continued to do it all along the way, and I found that it really helped me to learn more from each individual session that I had with my trainer or my horse. You know, just sitting down to write out what occurred is, it's sort of like visualization, so I kind of had an opportunity to do the session over again in my mind, and I found that I really learned a lot from that practice.
Nice. So when you do your own journaling, do you journal after you've had a session with your horse, or do you also journal in between? And then the other question is, how's the journal set up?
Yeah, well, I'll start with your second question. The journal is a 13-week journal, and I chose 13 weeks because that's an optimal time for goal setting. And it's set up with monthly, weekly, and daily guided pages, and so you can utilize, you know, the individual pages in different ways. So, like, for example, if I'm working with the horse, I'll be using the daily page. And I might start with a little bit of body work to kind of check in with the horse and see how they're feeling. And if I find something significant, yeah, I'll stop and I'll make a diagram or, you know, make a note on the diagram, jot some notes down about what I experienced, especially if it's, you know, significant in the horse's body, something that they really needed, you know, needed to tell me about, so to speak. So, you know, I'll keep it nearby when I'm in a session, but sometimes I do wait till the end. Like today, I just worked with a horse and I'm itching to get to my journal. I haven't written in it yet, but I've got all these thoughts just floating around in my head and I don't want to lose, you know, any of that insight that I've got. So I'm excited to jot some things down here as soon as we're done.
Oh, that's very cool. So when you said guided pages, what does that mean? Because of course, you know, we're just talking here and we don't have a picture of the journal in front of us.
Right, absolutely. That's a great question. Well, what I mean by guided pages is that there are literally questions on the page that, that you know, are asked. You know, what did you observe today? You know, what exercises might you have done? And what do you want to work on next week? That's what's on the daily page. And then on the weekly pages, there's a whole lot more, actually. You can sort of rate your progress over the course of the week. So I'll just read through it. What are your goals this week? On a scale of 1 to 10, how was your horse this week and why? So, you know, that scale of 1 to 10, you actually have like a number. And as you look back over the weeks, you know, well, this was an 8-week, or this was a 4-week, this was a 10-week. And you can use that observation to actually gauge your progress, you know, like, well, gosh, I felt like I had, you know, 2 4-weeks in a row. What's going on with that? You know, so you really start to think through what's occurring.
Nice.
Some of the other questions I have are, what did you observe about your horse or yourself? I also have a habit tracker so that if you have, you know, say you want to do hill work with your horse, or maybe you yourself want to do more yoga, you can set that as a habit that you want to track and then make little notes in the journal about whether or not you accomplished that and on what day.
Very nice. So it's not just a blank journal that you buy with a nice little cover on it, but it's actually almost like you're there with the person, asking them questions and leading them through their horse journey.
That's right. That's right. Just sort of teasing little bits of insight out of the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that they learn from themselves. You know, it's not really that I don't have to teach them anything using the journal. They teach themselves more from each session. So,
right.
You know, you might write down everything that you did that day in the daily page, but then go back a few times over the course of the week to think through, you know, what happened over the course of those 3 days, or, you know, how am I doing on tracking my habits, and, you know, become better in a whole way, you know, not just cultivating one skill at a time, but really focusing on the big picture, stepping back once a week to look at the big picture, if that makes sense.
Nice. Yep, absolutely. So that goes to my question of, you know, what challenges do people have who actually look for the equestrian journal?
Yeah. Well, I think I've touched on already that these are riders or horse people that want to get more from each session. So, you know, maybe they pay for lessons, maybe they ride their horse alone, you know, a few times a week, you know, maybe they're clinicking every once in a while. But regardless of what your situation is, you know, if you take a few notes about what you experienced, you'll actually, like I said before, sort of visualize the experience over again and realize lessons that might have just passed by you in the moment. You can grab onto them better after the fact and really learn from them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also find that, you know, people that are journaling, they sometimes the days and the weeks and the months tend to blend together, and they don't really give themselves credit for the progress that they're making. So, you know, they can't quite remember, what day did I do that? Or, I know I did pole work last week, but what day was it? Was it the day that I lost the shoe? You know, like all those little details. It can really muddle your memory and your understanding.
Absolutely. Yeah, sometimes we don't give ourselves credit for how far we've come, right?
Exactly, exactly. And it's kind of nice to read back on your journal, and you can celebrate little, you know, significant moments that you might have had. You can have a little party all over again in your mind, like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, forgot about that breakthrough. That was really intense, and I learned so much from it. There's so many breakthroughs that people lose track of.
Yeah, because, you know, those breakthroughs normally happen when you're by yourself, right?
It's funny how that happens, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So those people need a practice that helps them take time to reflect on what they've learned and experienced and felt. And I find that, you know, journaling is that practice.
Very nice. So on a bigger scale, what is your overall vision as it pertains to horses and horse people?
My vision? Well, I very much want to help riders develop their awareness. I believe that by doing so, that they'll actually strengthen their partnerships with their horses. And I know that both horse and rider would benefit from, you know, spending that time together more mindfully.
Nice. So when you think about the horse world in general, and if you had 3 wishes for the horse world, what would those be?
Oh, 3 wishes. I wish that the horse world was more united. I feel like there's so much knowledge that's floating around there in the various disciplines. And if we kind of collaborated and didn't worry so much about, you know, who's in this discipline and who's in that and which one's better and that type of thought process, that, you know, we actually could share a lot and help one another. That's a big one. I wish for riders to have time in their lives to spend just quietly being with their horses. I feel like there's something really important about creating a sacred moment when you're in the barn. You know, not just rushing through and going through the motions, but really taking time and listening and feeling and just being with your horse. And, okay, third wish. I wish there was more funding for research to improve the lives of horses.
Interesting. So you don't know this, but I did an interview earlier today across the globe from a young lady in the Netherlands. And it's interesting how the three wishes match.
No way.
Of you had. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So, you know, with that, I just feel really great about our website and Horse World Connect and our vision at Horse World Connect. It just makes me feel warm and fuzzy all over. So, going back to you and the equestrian journal specifically, what do you want horse people to remember about you and the equestrian horse journal or your business?
Well, I guess I want people to feel very comfortable getting in touch with me. I have had some really great insights from my journalers out there. And I absolutely love getting emails from people and hearing how they've had breakthroughs or, you know, one lady even the other day wrote me an email about how she was worried the diagram took up too much space. And within 3 hours, she emailed me back and said, "Forget what I said. I just used the diagram. It's awesome."
Nice.
It's just fun to have those interactions with people. And I'm very much open to any changes or any, you know, new versions of the journal that people might be interested in. I just recently got the spiral bound journal completed.
Oh, nice.
I have the prototype in my hands.
Nice.
And that was an idea from a client on Amazon. I don't even know her name. It just says Amazon client on Amazon.
That's really cool. Yeah. You know, right there, you're bringing the world of horses together, right? Just by connecting and listening to people and their comments.
Very open to any requests or feedback.
Very nice. You got any words of wisdom you'd like to share?
Well, I have had this bit of a mantra in my head for a while now, and every time I work with a horse, it comes up for me. So I'll just share this one because it's pertinent to what I'm experiencing right now, and that is, go slow. There isn't much time.
I love it. Go slow. There isn't much time. Yep, absolutely. Okay, we're almost to the end of our interview. I'd like to always keep those under 15 minutes. Is there anything else you would like to tell the people listening today?
You know, just don't be afraid to spend quiet moments alone with your hands on your horse. A lot of people, I think, feel intimidated by doing that. Like, oh, someone's going to see me. I'm not really doing anything. You know, it's funny. It's like a meditation almost. You know, just have a little bit of quiet time with your horse every time when you get to the barn where there's no bustle and hurrying, you know, just to sort of check in with each other. I would love it if people felt brave enough to do that more often.
Nice. I love that. Well, Kathleen, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the interview. And I can't wait to talk to you again in the future and see what else we can do together.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.